This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Lawmakers call climate finance part of climate justice, urge a stronger action on Bhotikosi disaster. Cabinet approves Prime Minister Balendra Shah's visit to UN General Assembly. Kusi Aunsi and Moti Jayanti being observed today. And fighting escalates in Yemen as Houthis seize a strategic port city. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting yesterday recorded the presentation of two bills. Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle presented the Citizen Investment Trust Third Amendment Bill 2083 and the Payment and Clearance First Amendment Bill 2083. The House also unanimously approved a proposal to begin general discussion on Nepal's membership in the Council of Asian Legislative Bodies. Speaking at the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobita Gautam, said the exchange of experience among lawmakers can help strengthen the legislative process. Several lawmakers also raised contemporary issues during the meeting. Separately, speaking at a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobita Gautam, says the government is working seriously to remove legal and policy-level barriers. Minister Gautam said some legal confusion has been seen in the implementation of court decisions and verdicts, stressing the need for greater clarity and for court verdicts to be implemented in line with the spirit of the federalism. Likewise, the National Assembly unanimously passed the bill relating to the revival of former provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042, Bikram Sambat. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, presented the proposals to pass the bill. Likewise, Minister Gautam also presented the annual reports of the National Human Rights Commission for the fiscal years 2080-81 and 81-82, Bikram Sambat. Likewise, Upper House members also called for stronger international advocacy on climate justice following the devastating Bhotikosi floods. Speaking in the special hour, lawmakers said seeking financial support from climate-related funds is part of climate justice and should not be viewed as begging. They also stressed the need for stronger government action, better coordination and evidence-based international advocacy to address the impacts of the Bhotikosi disaster and climate change. The government has approved Prime Minister Balendra Shah's participation in the 81st United Nations General Assembly to be held in New York from September 22nd to 26th. A cabinet meeting held yesterday at Singhadarbar approved the visit of the Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Shah. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, shared the decisions. Likewise, the cabinet has also formed a Nepali team to take part in the meeting of the Nepal-India Intergovernmental Subcommittee in New Delhi. The government has also given approval in principle to draft a bill to control the loan sharking crimes. Furthermore, the cabinet also listed 17,438 households from 27 local levels in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur, Saptari and Dang as poor households, among other decisions. Meanwhile, newly appointed Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Deepak Kumar Shah, has pledged to take immediate steps to address problems in the supply and distribution of cooking gas. After assuming office at the ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Shah said the government would hold discussions with stakeholders to make the supply system more effective and ease the shortage and would also consult outgoing minister on the issue. Road connectivity to disaster-hit Rasuwa district has been restored after the Nepali Army completed an emergency acro bridge over the Tadi Khola in Nuakot. The bridge was swept away by the Bhotikosi River flood on August 26, disrupting the main road link to the northern Rasuwa. The Nepali Army says it completed the new bridge in a 72-hour running time. The bridge now restores the road connection from Galchi in Dhading through Devighat and Trishuli to Mailung, Saffrubeshi and Rasuagari. The new bridge is 57.9 meters long and 5.5 meters wide and has a load-bearing capacity of 60 tons. This allows large freight vehicles to use the bridge and helps restore the movement of essential goods and supplies to the affected areas. The Nepali Army says it plans to install another acro bridge at Betrawati, which is expected to further strengthen road connectivity between Nuakot and Rasua. The restored road link is expected to provide major relief to local residents, traders and travelers, and will also support relief, recovery and reconstruction efforts in flood-affected areas. Nepal is seeking emergency international support to deal with the devastation caused by the Bhotikoshi floods on August 26. The Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage, or FRLD, under the United Nations Climate Framework, has responded to the government's request. In a letter addressed to Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle and Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary, FRLD co-chairs say engagement with the board of directors is underway to address the Nepal's request for emergency support. Nepal has also urged the fund to reconsider its existing mandate, framework, structure, policies and procedures to ensure a quick response to the needs. Meanwhile, the scale of the disaster is significant. The rapid damage and needs assessment, jointly prepared by the National Planning Commission and the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, estimates the total reconstruction cost at around 473.577 billion rupees. The infrastructure sector alone has suffered damage estimated at around 190 billion rupees, with the energy sector worst affected. Roads and bridges have also suffered major damage, while communication, drinking water and sanitation facilities have been affected, among others. In the meantime, Nepal police have intensified DNA collection and testing to identify the bodies of Nepali and foreign nationals who lost their lives in the Bhotikoshi flood. The Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Samakhosi is carrying out DNA test on samples collected from the deceased and their relatives. Nepal police spokesperson, Deputy Inspector General Abhinarayan Kafle, says they are following modern forensic methods and scientific standards throughout the process, adding that search, rescue and body identification remain a top priority. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, has called for climate justice for Nepal, saying the country has made a negligible contribution to climate change but is facing a disproportionate climate burden. Addressing the first General Assembly of the South Asia Wildlife Law Enforcement Network in Lalitpur, Speaker Arial said the Bhotikoshi flood on August 26 claimed thousands of lives, left thousands missing and displaced many. Speaking on wildlife protection, Speaker Arial stressed the need for stronger coordination among relevant agencies, adequate resources and skilled personnel to control wildlife crime. Kusey Aushi, also known as Father's Day or Gokarne Aushi, is being observed across the country today. On the occasion, Hindus bring kus, a sacred grass, into their homes, which is traditionally brought by priest and sanctified with sacred mantras and believed to bring well-being and prosperity at home. The day is also an occasion to honor fathers. Sons and daughters offer gifts and sweets to their fathers and seek their blessings. The special fair is also being held at Gokarneswar Mahadev Temple in Kathmandu, where devotees are gathering to perform rituals in remembrance of their deceased fathers. Meanwhile, the day also marks the birth anniversary of renowned Nepali poet and writer Motiram Bhatta. The 161st Moti Jayanti is being observed across the country with various programs remembering his contribution to the development and enrichment of Nepali language and literature. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Fighting has intensified in Yemen, with Houthi forces reportedly taking control of the strategic port city of Mocha. The development gives the group greater leverage over the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, a major international shipping route linking the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Yemeni military sources say Houthi forces are also attacking strategic islands in the Red Sea. The latest fighting comes amid growing tensions between the Houthis, Yemen's internationally recognized government, and Saudi Arabia. The escalation is raising concerns over the safety of international shipping and the supply of energy around the world. Bab al-Mandeb is a major route for oil, fuel, and other goods traveling between Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. The United Nations Security Council is meeting in New York to discuss the situation in Yemen and as concerns grow over the wider regional conflict. The latest fighting has also raised fears of renewed large-scale conflict in the region. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions, at many places in the hilly regions of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at some places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in Madhesh province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the Tarai region of Sudurpashchim province. Wind storms are also likely at a few places in Madhesh province and the Tarai regions of Kosi and Lumbini provinces, with heavy rainfall likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently positioned around its normal position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Lawmakers call climate finance part of climate justice, urge stronger action on Bhotekosi disaster. Cabinet approves Prime Minister Balendra Shah's visit to UN General Assembly. Kusi Aunsi and Moti Jayanti being observed today, and fighting escalates in Yemen as Houthis seize strategic port city. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at greaternepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.